Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to regale you with lots of news, information, the things that will hopefully help us restore or at least keep what's going on America's family farms, the core, the backbone of America's agricultural unit. It is the family farm, and that's why I do this program, because there really isn't anything else around that is helping people who are farmers like many of you. We have a connection here. Obviously, the farm, and then the food that's grown on the farm, and then the families that eat the food. With that in mind, I have been talking about the relative good news for family farmers in our country who will, even though we have to pay outrageous amounts of money for diesel fuel and petroleum products, will have an edge because the food that you grow on your farm, the things that you grow and you can sell, will be better in quality, better in price, because you don't have to charge for hauling the food halfway across the country or all across the country from its sources. So that extra added charge that will be on the food from the food stores, the grocery stores, will not be something that you have to deal with on your farm. So you can give people quality, but price it right so that people will appreciate. You've got to make money, and they have to feel like this is a good thing. Maybe it'll help you sell CSAs, I'm not sure. But I'm telling you, when the news says the average price of diesel, for example, in the state of Indiana, $5.83 a gallon this week. This is a record, the highest average price for diesel ever anywhere in the Midwest. So when you look at the volatility of oil prices, you look at the June crude oil prices that are trending to about $110 a barrel. This is not going to go away. Although, the last time I went to people are asking this question. It's a good question. Why is it that the last time I went to $1.10, the price of gasoline was about where it was now, maybe a little bit less, $3.50, and the price of diesel wasn't impacted. It certainly didn't go up the way it has now, but it did go up, and it took a long time for parity to set in, and then the diesel prices the last year or two have been, since the pandemic actually, less, which is appropriate because it costs less to refine diesel because it doesn't have the same process as gasoline. It takes less time, less effort, less money, all of those things. But at any rate, the supply is what is now the indicator of the cost. The supply is down, and if you don't think the prices of oil are going to affect what people pay at the grocery store or for anything, never mind, you know, the economy, the semis that are running across the country, the diesel locomotives, the construction equipment, jet airplanes, it's all diesel fuel. And because we don't have, the inventories are going down, and they're not, you know, now they normally would be changing about now to heating oil for the fall to start making that. You see how silly it is that we become this dependent on Russian oil, frankly. There are shortages in Europe all over the place, and more cars over there are propelled by diesel than is the fact over here. So they really got a problem in terms of everybody having their own way of getting around. There are a lot of concerns that the U.S. East Coast may see a diesel shortage sometime in the next month or so. Not good news for me on my farm. I just ordered, I normally get 2,500, 3,000 gallons delivered, and that'll last me for a season. I'm not going to pay $6 a gallon for diesel fuel, so I told him to bring me 1,000. And he said, the guy at the oil delivery company said, you'll be lucky if I can get you 1,000, because it's just not there. They're not delivering. They're not delivering gas, so he can't supply. I've been waiting for 2 weeks to get gas for the farm. I haven't gotten it yet. So I'm sure that's what many of you on your farm are going through. Hopefully, this whole business in Russia. But the other side of it It brings to the surface the lack of planning, the lack of leadership, the lack of authoritative solutions there are to these problems, and how much big oil controls this much of the economy. They're charging what they want. The gouge, you know as well as I do. If you're buying product from Mobil Exxon, you're paying at the pump 10, 15 cents a gallon more than everybody else is charging. If you're buying lubrication from them, same thing, they're 10% higher than everybody else. And for what? Because they're the biggest. They have the relationships with the Saudis. You saw this week that the Saudi Arabian oil company is the most highly valued company in the world. $2.45 trillion. One company, an oil company in Saudi Arabia, worth $2.6 trillion. All right, it's all food for thought here. I think the thing that's the takeaway for me is that those of you on the farm can be growing great produce. I know you paid more for your seed this year. You certainly paid a lot more for commercial fertilizer this year. Will you be able to turn it around? Yeah, you'll be able to hire. I've gone up on my ice cream prices that I sell on the farm. That's, you know, everything is more. So don't feel badly about charging more. Just make sure that it's not as much as the grocery store and make sure that your food is better. I'm Doug Steffen with my weekly reminder about how to keep yourself in shape. Because many years from now, you'll be, if you're not taking care of yourself now, disappointed with how you feel and how your body looks. And if you've got a lot of extra weight, the joint pain is a problem. What goes on in your heart, your circulatory system is a problem. What goes on in your lungs is a problem. So join the thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people who have taken America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and succeeded. 25 years and counting. That's the situation with Calitrin. Now there are three ways to deliver it. You get the capsule, which has been around the longest. You get the liquid, and now you have the powder. It's a limited supply of that. So go to toploss.com right now. You can talk to one of the dedicated people that are there, consultants, to discuss the options that are best for you. How will this work best for you? They'll help you through and through. It's a great company, American company. FDA loves what they do. You will as well. Get the results you're looking for with Calitrin. Please go to their website, toploss.com. And when you decide what package you want to buy, make sure you use the DJV code for the best discounts and free shipping. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us for a discussion, a couple of gentlemen who run the Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Jim and Dane Hauser are here with us. And should you like to check out, as you listen to our conversation, what's going on their farm, go to superiorviewfarm.com to check out the comings and goings of these fellas, the whys and the wherefores. All right, so this is a family farm, boys, right?
That's correct.
All right. How many generations have been on the farm?
This is Jim. I'm the fourth. Dane is the fifth.
So what brought, let's go back to the history of your forefathers who came to Wisconsin to settle down here. What was the farm? What do you know about the farm and its very beginnings in your family anyway?
Originally, my great grandfather lived in La Crosse, which was 240 miles away, something like that. But he worked for a seed company out of La Crosse, and he was up here, more or less prospecting for them. This part was just getting opened up then. So he kind of liked the area or was impressed by it, and then he decided that he would come back here and live here. So that's how it started.
What was the claim to fame? The farm did everything or specialized in certain things?
Originally, they had cows. I think everybody had cows back then,
right.
Some dairy cows.
Yep.
And then this area was known at that time for growing strawberries and some small fruits and apples. So they grew strawberries and other things, crops for a while until they had market issues with the strawberries. And then they started growing perennials, plants, and had a nursery here. And they did that with apples for many years. And then it kind of transitioned to some different things. But predominantly, we were known for apples and perennials.
How much land do you have?
There's about 100 acres.
So it's not huge, but it's been...
No, not at all.
Something that's changed over the years. The family originally from Switzerland, is that right?
That's correct.
And so now you're the fourth and fifth generation there. You have still some of the same things that were done when the farm was started, or have you changed completely? And would your great-great-grandfather recognize the place where he'd show up now?
We still do bare root field perennial production, and we also do apples. But we're starting to transition some of our apple crop into a value-added product, into a craft cider. We started doing that 4 years ago, going into our fifth summer this year, and it's had a very good response from the public.
The reason that we have folks, I don't know if you fellas were familiar with the program before you were invited to come on it. The reason that this program exists is because I am a small farmer, and I believe that the plight of the small farm in America is, the viability is unquestioned, but the way it's being handled, the way things are going, there is a certain extinction that some people are worried about. So I do this program to have folks on farms listening. We connect farm, food, and family so they get ideas on how to succeed. There are plenty of people who have great success stories to tell, and that's why you're here, to tell your story. So perhaps you can inspire others to do what you have done. When you said apples and stuff, all I can think of is around here. Every single guy who's selling apples has got a donut. He's got a donut machine. And they're doing apple cider donuts, right? Are you doing that too? Yeah.
We do not. One thing, I guess, to address what you're just talking about is we're more diversified rather than having all of our crops in one basket, per se. We have, like, the perennials in the spring, and then we have the apples in the fall, so and small fruits in the middle. So rather than relying on just one, basically one crop, we have a way to mitigate issues if you have a small apple crop or other things like that.
You're not dependent. All right, we have to pause for a moment. I want to come back and deal a little bit more with the diversity issues that you have specialized on. With us now, Jim and Dane Hauser from Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin, on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring.
Once again, back with the father-son team of the Hausers from Hauser's Superior View Farm in Wisconsin. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. I was talking about diversity, things that you can do on your farm, perhaps with inspiration, the ideas going back generations that have been successful. Things change, so you change with the times, right? Jim and Dane, that's what you've done. Sounds like you're doing a little weaving and bobbing here to try to figure out what it is that your customers want. Do you have CSAs? Do you have people that come on the farm and pick stuff themselves? How do you keep the farm in the public view?
One is we've been here for a long time, so we have a well-known name here. So we rely a lot of traffic in the spring for our plants, and we sell them local. We have a greenhouse here, too, so we have people in the spring, and a lot of those people come back in the fall for apples, so that's part of it, but we are involved with the Bayfield Foods, which is a CSA. So we are involved with that with our apples anyway.
Do people come to the farm wanting to experience? Do you have, do you allow them to go out and pick raspberries or whatever? Or do you have to pick everything?
We do allow them to pick apples, yes. Then, you know, that kind of goes up and down depending on weather dependent, of course. But there's been the last couple of years a little more interest in families coming out to pick their own apples and stuff, which is that kind of goes up and down.
All right, so let me ask you about the biggest problem we all have at the moment. I ordered a couple of 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel the other day, and then I changed the order to 1,000 gallons because I don't want to pay $6 a gallon for diesel fuel.
Right. Not that I don't want to. I can't.
Right. I mean, I can, but I can't. You know what I'm saying. The theory that I put forth, the idea of costs, what it's going to take to get things from the great big agri-corporation farms that are in California or Texas or up in the Midwest or wherever they are, hauling all of that produce around, hauling all the food, even dairy, to various parts of the country, that's going to be pretty doggone expensive. When you go to the grocery store, you're going to see those prices reflected. Whereas if they come to your farm and buy your produce that you're producing there, they aren't going to have to pay for all that shipping. So it would seem to me not only would the food quality be better, but it ought to be at least on par with the price or maybe less. Am I thinking straight? Is that how you are looking at the issue at the moment?
Yeah, we would agree with that. I mean, it all comes down to efficiencies, as you were kind of explaining there. Inflation has been kind of out of control for the last year and a half, yeah. And it costs a lot of money to ship product across the country. like you were saying, small farms are kind of disappearing, but maybe this is a catalyst for bringing small farms back.
Well, I think that happened when the grocery store's shelves were bare at the beginning of the pandemic. People scratching their head. I've noticed at least the farms around where I am in New England, they saw a huge check of interest and business. As a matter of fact, I know a number of farmers didn't grow enough. They didn't expect it was going to be as busy as it was. And I'm seeing, I think it's headed in the same direction this year, frankly. I hope it is.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good sign. I mean we can't complain as a small farm. I mean, a lot of local people come up here and rely on us for fresh fruits and, you know, beverages, vegetable plants, veggie starts in the spring, annual bedding plants in the spring, herb starts. So, and also, you know, that home gardening thing kind of turned around during the start of the COVID too. So, I mean,
it's hard to plan though, as far as a producer to know how much is enough without having too much
exactly.
to scale up.
Let's talk about that in a moment as we continue here. We have Jim and Dane Hauser from Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin, discussing lots of different nuances that will help you, hopefully, as you try to restore your customer base or bring more people in with this season's crops.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration cannot end Title 42 now that a federal judge has stayed his injunction against it being ended. McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos said there would have been a tidal wave of illegal immigrants if it was lifted Friday.
And then guess what happens in Central America and South America? People think, okay, we're in. And that's exactly what's going on.
President Biden is pushing for final passage of a bill the White House says will boost chip production and help ease inflation. Speaking at a Samsung plant in South Korea, Biden saying the pandemic exposed the fragility of just-in-time supply chains. The plant will serve as a blueprint for a $17 billion facility the electronics giant plans to open near Austin, Texas. The president continuing his overseas trip this weekend. USA Radio News. Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency on Friday. The policy begins in July. The figure is up a percentage point from the last interest rate hike that took effect. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with two experts, fourth and fifth generation farmers at Hauser's Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Jim and Dane Hauser are here. There are a lot of things that I want to ask you in terms of promoting yourself. Are you in a suburban area or is it really rural? And do you use a lot of social media? How do you get the message out as to what you have today? Come to the farm today to get bling, bang, boom.
Yeah, we are pretty rural. Bayfield is about 467 people population.
Wow. Yeah.
So we're on the northern peninsula in Wisconsin on Lake Superior, like my dad said, the Apostle Islands. And so, I mean, you know, the next largest city is Ashland, which is south, and that's about 8,000 people. And the largest city we're closest to is, I'd say, Duluth, about 85,000. That's about an hour and a half, 2 hours away. So we are very rural. We depend a lot on just local sales, you know, people from just the peninsula itself. But during apple season and plant season, we notice a lot of people come from Duluth. So they make the trip, and come here and shop, you know, at the farm. And yeah, we have a website. We do a lot of social media, advertising on Facebook. But it all helps.
Well, I would think that people want to come and see what goes on there. If they're, you know, not familiar, although the people in Wisconsin are different. I think about people here in Massachusetts or elsewhere, where I spend a lot of time, and we've become so distant from the farm. No matter where we are, there is a lot of mileage between real farms and people who could be your customers, who would be or ought to be your customers. And so there's a certain lure if we still romanticize the farm. I think that's what I do with my farm. If you go to my website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see how I romanticize the animals, the ice cream. I have quirky little ways of bringing people on board. We always have events. We're going to have a circus there later this summer. We're going to have some car races, polo, things that will bring people in, and it can happen all around. Every weekend we have tours out in the pasture with the cows. The cows run after the wagon so the kids can give them bread. You know, those sorts of things that people, as strange as it seems, those of us who've been around animals all of our life or on the farm all of our lives, we think it's really weird that people don't, that people are afraid of cows, right? Or they're, you know, they don't want to get their hands dirty because they think there's germs in the dirt. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Germs are good. That's, yeah. That's what makes you healthy, though. That's what makes
of
you
course it is. Those of us who are, I mean, I am 100%, my immune system is so, I don't mean to make this about me, but I have a fabulous immune system, and I am 100% attributed to getting into everything on the farm as a kid. I mean, I was into everything. Sure. So, you know, and you people are probably the same. The more sure. you spend time on the farm, that's what it's all about. But we have, with modern media today, news media and other media, we sort of drummed that out. You know, with all of the stuff with the pandemic, everybody's got to squirt their hands to get rid of the germs. That's the dumbest yep. thing people can do. The
yeah,
worst thing.
I agree.
You know. Yeah. All right. Anyway, enough about that. Let's keep right. going. How do you, when it comes to seeds, do you keep your own seeds? We all know that there's a war going on between Monsanto and the other big, like ChemChina, trying to control all the seeds in the world. I say up yours to them. But how do you deal with it other than saying up yours to them? What do you keep your own seeds going? Do you have your own, like, brand of seed?
No, we don't. For most of our seed is for the annual crop that we grow as far as, like, marigolds, zinnias, you know, petunias, that kind of thing. So those, we're pretty much have kind of locked into buying from. We have a couple companies that we deal with that we buy from, but are – they're not, I don't think they're huge companies, but they seem to supply our needs. And I don't know, for some of it, for the certain colors that are, I want to say hybridized now, you can't keep your own seed for some, a lot of it. It wouldn't work too well. It worked for a year, but not much farther than that. But to be true to what we want to sell as far as color for a lot of things, you have to kind of go that route. As far as vegetables, you could for tomatoes on certain, the older varieties, you probably still could, but we haven't, though. We haven't gone that route. Yeah,
but we do buy our veggie seed and herb seed from smaller seed companies. Like Johnny's is one that we
yeah,
typically
Johnny's,
have.
Yeah, yeah.
We use, they're a yeah. very well-known seed company, and they're, you know, a smaller operation. They're not, you know, anywhere near Monsanto size. Yeah. And I agree with their, you know, their policies, and they're a good company. So
yeah, I agree with you 100%. I like them. I just hope that Monsanto doesn't come along. It's a family-owned thing, and they said, okay, we're going to give you $150 million for your seed company, and the family says, well, do we want to keep working hard or put $150 million into the bank?
Yep.
And I don't know if you read the article that was published about us before, but that's part of the problem with small farms also, though. I mean, you typically with farms, they're okay with income for the day or for the year or whatever. But as far as long range plans, their retirement right. a lot of times unfortunately ends up being in the property that they own. Right. So they end
Sell
up
the
selling
farm.
The farm to,
yeah.
to retire.
Yep. So, I don't know how many, if you've looked around, I go to auctions a lot in the spring to update my equipment on my farm. I do a lot of haying here and moving cattle and stuff around. And I have seen so many retirement sales this year. If you're looking, you know what I'm saying. There are all the
no,
websites.
I know exactly
all
exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable how many retirement sales have been going on. The farm, the prices, the equipment is holding up. Farmland yeah. value is holding up. But you know, where are the people yeah. like Dane who need to come along and keep things going? Yeah, that's
right.
really.
Right. It's, well, it's, and that's part of the problem, too, for, I mean, Dane's not a young man anymore. He's in his late 30s. But if somebody just starting out, if they had to buy the property and buy the equipment, is it feasible? You know, I mean, is that the right route to go? You have to have a passion for it, or somebody in the family has to work besides that to make it work.
Yes, right. Off the farm. It's yeah, off
Correct.
The farm income. I do. My yep. farm is certainly not my vocation. I couldn't afford to do it without being a radio guy. That's the reality of how it works. And that's wrong. It really is. It's just
yeah,
something that's wrong, wrong, wrong. What's more important than providing those of us in this country with the best food we can? But we don't respect what you folks
right.
are doing to the point where you gotta work off the phone. We all used to working hard. Don't mind that. I would have to go off the farm to support the farm. That's something really sick about that. We'll continue. We have some more time with Jim and Dane Houser here. A reminder about how to lose weight and keep it off. More importantly, don't let your weight loss go down the tubes. That is, once you lose the weight, how are you going to feel successful in keeping it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calotren, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. 25 years. And now they have something new to add to their choices. You've been able to use a capsule before. You've been able to use liquid before to lose weight. Now there is powder. So you can use the powder, just the Calitrin powder mix. Pretty exciting new option from Calitrin to help you reach your weight loss and health goals and to keep yourself as you want to be. And that's because the ingredients are so, they're absolutely simple. Take the powder, mix it with a glass of water, and drink it at bedtime. You will love it. You'll love the results as well. So go to toploss.com to check out Calitrin. When you're ordering, use the DJV code for free shipping and for the best deal. Oftentimes, the best deal is to buy three at the regular price, get three free. Sometimes they expand on that. You have to check out the website to see exactly what you're entitled to by using the code DJV. That's, again, Calitrin. Ensures naturally you're going to keep the weight off your body at toploss.com.
This is sponsored by IBM. Employers today are facing huge challenges. The talent shortage in the U.S. has more than tripled over 10 years, and cybersecurity is a growing threat. Technology is key to solving both problems. IBM made a commitment to skill 30 million people by 2030. Today, IBM is addressing the talent shortage and cybersecurity crisis by providing no-cost STEM job training to U.S. military veterans, neurodivergent learners worldwide, and university students from underrepresented communities in the U.S. Justina Nixon St. Till, Vice President, IBM Corporate Social Responsibility and ESG.
IBM is committed to cultivating STEM talent to address the world's most critical challenges. We're excited to be working with historically black colleges and universities to establish cybersecurity leadership centers. And through partnerships with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Specialist Stern Foundation, IBM Skills Build is helping to tackle the talent shortage.
For more, visit ibm.org/impact/education.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Jim and Dane Houser here on the American Family Farmer Program. What a great story about a great family. This is the kind of stuff that gives me heart. Let's talk about your soil a little bit there, fellas, and what you're doing to enhance it. I see you've got a couple of things going on. You are into solar, which is something I'm doing on my farm. I've just putting together plans to put in 4 or 5 acres of solar. Are you doing it just for yourself, or are you able to provide solar power for the grid?
We're a grid-tied system. We have about a 20 kW system. We put it in, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. And that supplies all our commercial needs. So it has nothing, it's not hooked into our residential meters at all. It's just the commercial needs.
Yeah. All right. So that's what, I mean, that's what people see there. And they probably ask you questions. Now, the soil components and how either it's changed, how do you keep the soil healthy and alive? People probably want to know that because not only is commercial fertilizer expensive, but a lot of people just don't like to use it anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, years ago, we were a farm that used to have cattle at one time, so they obviously return a lot of back to the soil.
Yeah.
But we haven't had cattle for quite a while. But, I mean, we try to grow some cover crops. Our soil type of here is we're close to some of the – it's all sand and rocks pretty much here. Mm-hmm. Drains well, but it's what was pushed out from the glacier from that made Lake Superior. But when you get farther away, it turns into red clay, so – if it wasn't for the sand and rocks that we have here, we wouldn't be able to do what we do here, because red clay is pretty tough to deal with.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But mostly sure. It's more cover crop or rotation of field to field. I mean, that's basically.
Yeah, rotation. That feeds the soil itself.
And in some places we had orchard that was an orchard for 50 years, and that was taken out, and then we planted crops there for a while, you know, and kind of rotate. That's a long range rotation, but
well, it shows you're A, thinking about it, and B, you have faith in the future success of the farm. One of the things when people go to your website, which again is superiorviewfarm.com, first thing you see is that barn. That barn, it looks to me to be pretty famous. I'm convincing myself I've seen that barn before. And I mean in advertisements and stuff. Am I right? Is this barn something that...
Yeah, it was on the front cover of Wisconsin, or Wisconsin magazine. It was on the front cover of that. So that might be where you've seen that. But.
Mm-hmm. So the barn itself cost $896, and you got out of the Sears catalog, and your great-great-grandfather did in the 1920s, right?
28, yeah. And they had to assemble or put it together. I mean, you know, that took a little work. But, yeah, it's still surviving. It needs some tender loving care now on roof system in one part. But
yeah. Well, but it looks so iconic. I built a barn 40 years ago, and I wanted it to look like your barn, but I could never find anybody who would take on the job of building the roof, the roof lines. Yeah. The way your barn, right. You know, the roof lines in your barn. Hard to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Well, yeah, this is what, one by sixes kind of bolted together inside for the rafters? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
And you got to somehow or other bolt them together. I don't know how you do it, but it's very cool to see. Again, go to the website, superiorviewfarm.com. Our thanks to Jim and Dane Hauser for telling us their story. A lot of inspiration here. For those of you who are trying to figure out, again, what can I do that's new this year? Take advice from this fifth generation of farmers in Wisconsin. Thanks again, fellas, for being here. Jim and Dane Hauser with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on The American Family Farmer.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with a focus on agriculture because I love it. I know farming. I know, I think, how to help you, whether you're a dairy, whether you are in the produce business, whatever it is that you do. One of the things that I have found most helpful, we had recently a conversation in this program with a fellow who runs the program in University of Tennessee, the Center for Native Grasslands Management, Patrick Kaiser, who helped us understand how to connect the soil and what's grown there to native grasslands. What will be better for the soil? What will produce better meat for you and whatever else, milk, that sort of thing. So that's the typical focus, what we have on our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. In fact, check out all the things. I think we have about 500 of these podcasts for you. Look at that. You can look for a topic and find it and listen to what our conversation has been. Meanwhile, thinking about agriculture and the state of agriculture today, the activity, the business, growing crops, raising livestock, making milk. But really, when you get right down to the brass tacks of this, I've noticed that a lot of the farmers that I know take better care of their farms and farm the animals, frankly, the equipment. They take care of themselves. They put the animals first, which is, I guess, the thing you're supposed to do. But how many people even understand or realize what's going on farms, even if they're nearby? Have you been to the farm? Have you visited? Have you supported the farmer? Are you buying milk? Are you buying cheese? Are you buying produce, tomatoes, potatoes, corn, lettuce, whatever the specialty, onions, pumpkins, all of the things? Yeah, it's a one-stop place. If you have a good relationship, maybe you get a CSA. Now, I'm talking not to the farmers as much as I am to the families who now are going to realize, I think this is going to come home to roost. and it'll be good for the American family farmer. Don't make any mistakes. The people who are competing with you are going to try to compete. They just won't be able to because you got two things going for you. You don't have to ship the food, and the food is grown locally in local soil. And you can promote that fact. That's what I think I like best when you look. You know, it's time you, for the purposes of this program and my attitude, it's time you caught a break. It's time for you to not throw in the towel, but to thrive. Will you be able to? I think the chances are pretty good that you'll come out of this better than some other businesses for sure. How many of you love doing farm chores? I kind of look for it on the weekend. I don't have much time during the week because of my other things that are going on in my life. But on the weekend, I have the regular schedule. I love doing chores. We all did them when we were youngsters, right? Feeding the chickens, milking the cows. It's just part of life. Something to be celebrated. I know a lot of people who are my age that have done it all their lives. There are a lot of people who are offspring like my children. They don't have any interest. They love the fact that I love the farm, but they don't have any interest in the farm themselves because they have different careers and they've moved away from this spot. And so you get a lot of that. How many of you have found new people? We're into the graduation season. I was talking to a fellow who had run the local high school. It's called Norfolk Aggie. They have 400 or 500 students from all around the state that come to Norfolk Aggie to learn the business of farming, to learn about, and these are mostly not farm kids, kids that I guess wish they were kids on the farm. I loved being somebody. I didn't, my family were not farmers. I adopted a family, in fact, to be my second family. And I learned more about life and love and animals and farming from them than I did anything. I just participated in everything. So I'm thankful for that. I hope you've got somebody in your family who is you're mentoring and who's getting groomed to take over the farm just because they love it. That's why I do it. Certainly no money in it, but I love being around the animals. I love being on the tractors. I love being able to supply people with good quality hay, which is what I do, and milk and ice cream, that sort of stuff. It's just so rewarding. Think about it that way. It's not always about money. It's kind of about what you like to do, what your body likes, what your mind likes. So if you do love farming, God bless you and keep it up. I'm Doug Steffen. Those are my thoughts this week on the American Family Farmer.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.